course, we all have nagging doubts through life, don't we? Did I turn the gas off? What does she think of me? How am I going to ask for a pay rise and will they think I'm worth it? All sorts of things going through our head all of the time. Sometimes we catastrophize things, don't we? Something is built up out of all proportion to be much worse than it actually is. And also there is that syndrome where you think to yourself, I shouldn't be here. I'm not good enough for this job, and all sorts of other things. Yeah, over the next few days, I'm going to be bringing you some of the things that may be going through your head as you're sitting in a voiceover studio, whether it be for broadcast or podcasts or commercial reads, narration, whether it be for adverts, whether it be for ebooks, e-learning, or characterizations. Yeah, I'm going to help you turn your voiceover worries into wonderful. And we start right here, right now, with part one of that list. Because you may be about to say, oh, sorry, oh, I slipped up on that. I've really got to concentrate. I'm sorry, that was really stupid of me. Let's turn that around. Slips, trips and stumbles are natural with a new script. Instead, slow down, take a breath, concentrate, and remember, it is going to take a few reads to get into the rhythm and the writer's intended meaning. Ask a producer if they'd prefer you to carry on after any slip or to go back and do that sentence again, or maybe the whole paragraph again. Remember, you're not booked because you're perfect at doing the greatest read straight off the page. You're booked because your voice and style is right for the brand and the message. Tomorrow, turning voiceover worries into wonderful part two. What about if you say or think, this script is really bad, so poorly written, makes no sense. It's pretty much ungrammatical and unreadable. How do you turn that around? I'll tell you tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.